Chris Hine with the Wednesday Music Roundup here in KMUW, and with its rich history and combination of different peoples and cultures, New Orleans fashioned some of the country's most interesting, influential, and diverse music, from serving as the birthplace of jazz to incubating groundbreaking R&B and roots of rock music. So one would be hard-pressed to single out any particular Crescent City artist for praise, but if you had to, naming the Nevilles wouldn't be a bad choice. Since the 50s, in various combinations, this family of musicians has created an impressive body of New Orleans soul, blending balladry and social commentary with equal ease. Now, there are a couple of opportunities to hear their music, one coming in August when the Neville Brothers give a free concert here in Wichita as part of the Wichita Open. But a bit sooner, in Kansas City, there's a show with Cyril Neville. The youngest of the Neville Brothers, Cyril played in a couple of bands with Art and Aaron before hooking up with another New Orleans musical institution, the Meters, in the 70s, and then becoming part of the Neville Brothers lineup. The singer and percussionist has also guested on records with the likes of Dr. John, Bob Dylan, Willie Nelson, and more, and released several solo albums. His newest one is called Brand New Blues, and as the title suggests, it leans in a blues direction, but there's still plenty of great second-line rhythms in the mix. Neville plays Knucklehead's Saloon on Thursday. Another champion of New Orleans, and one of many people who lost her home in Hurricane Katrina, is Susan Cowsill. You may remember her from the tender age of 8 as part of the bubblegum hit-making machine, the Cowsills. From that somewhat questionable musical start, she went on to become an integral part of a quite adventurous roots rock band, the Continental Drifters, with Peter Holdsapple of the DBs and Vicki Peterson of the Bangles. And a few years back, she released a well-received solo debut. A new album is in the works, and Cowsill is now on an extensive tour that will bring her to Knuckleheads Tonight and the Blue Door in Oklahoma City Thursday. There's much more going on around the region, and you can get the full list on the Music Roundup page of our website at kmuw.org.